Ellen Johnson Sirleaf began her week in Washington at a conference hosted by the Center for Global Development. She was joined at the podium by her finance minister, Antoinette Tsaye, and Congressman Jesse Jackson, Jr., a Democrat from Illinois. Jackson, who is the son of activist and former presidential candidate Jesse Jackson, is a strong supporter of aid for Liberia. He said he plans to push for Congress to renew its pledge of aid to the nation for the coming year. He noted that Liberia is still crippled by the ravages of the past, despite the presence of a UN peacekeeping mission.
After two decades of dictatorship and civil war, one can't help but be deeply concerned about the fragile status of Liberia. Moreover, 85% of Liberia's population is unemployed, and 75% live on less than a dollar a day. Liberia needs jobs, basic infrastructure like electricity and roads, security to complement and eventually replace the UN mission, and debt forgiveness to stimulate foreign investment and provide Liberia the ability to invest in her people.
Liberia's international debt amounts to $3.7 billion. That's about eight times the nation's gross domestic product. The debt is rising as interest and non-payment penalties accumulate, making it all but impossible for Liberia to repay. President Johnson Sirleaf has been pushing aggressively for debt forgiveness from Liberia's creditors, such as the World Bank, International Monetary Fund, and individual nations such as the United States. She said she is in the United States this week to demonstrate the progress Liberia has made during the past year and encourage new funding as well as debt cancellation. She said Liberia could be an international model for a nation rebuilding.
There are many countries around the world that are trying to emerge from conflict and build democratic, accountable governments with peace, security, and economic opportunities for all. As you all know, many of these countries are struggling, and the international community has not always been successful in supporting them. We believe that Liberia can be an example in the West Africa region, to the continent, and to the world that war-torn dictatorships can turn around and become responsible members of the international community.
She also repeated the call for her major goal.
It is time to drop the debt.
The Liberian government is chairing a donors conference, or what it calls a partners forum, on Tuesday and Wednesday in Washington. Representatives from the World Bank, IMF, African Development Bank, European Commission, United Nations, and the United States are expected to attend. Wednesday, Ms. Johnson Sirleaf meets with President Bush to brief him on Liberia's progress during her first year in office. Marissa Melton, VOA News, Washington.
旺旺英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。